94.9 KUOW Seattle, Thursday, February 22nd, 2007. I'm Amanda Wild. The more you understand yourself, the closer you come to achieving your dreams. Carrie Ockery's unique voice has been part of the Seattle music scene since the early 1990s when she led the grunge band Hammerbox. She went on to form the more pop-oriented Goodness, and by the end of the decade, Carrie had stepped out as a solo artist. Today, Carrie shows through her music examples of the struggle to bring out her true identity. Carrie, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure to have you here. You are always producing music, but we're talking about the vital elements for self-expression, and we're going to sort of start chronologically back to your Hammerbox days. What at that time were those vital elements?
I think at that time, especially at 23, having never been in bands, it was a free-for-all. It was new. I didn't have any experience, so I had no idea. I think I just started throwing things out and trying different things.
Where did you get inspiration for some of the songs you wrote?
Well, a lot of it's based off of the music that was written. At the time, I think I would sit with the band, and as they played the music, whatever the sound, whatever it sounded like would elicit an emotion, and then words would start coming out. And so a lot of it was very based off the mood of music.
Let's hear one of these early Hammerbox songs. You brought in the first album, which is self-titled Hammerbox. Tell me about the song Kept House.
I picked this one in general because I think in terms of vocal styles, it's all over the place. I think at the time I was searching to find my voice or trying different things. There's lots of growling, there's lots of screaming, there's weird voices, and this song's a good example of that.
So here's Carrie Ockery with Hammerbox. Ockery is the voice you hear there performing with her band Hammerbox in 1990. We're hearing some examples of her lyrical struggle, or let me try that again.
I was in pain. I was troubled.
The music is very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think we were talking about, I think it's perfect, especially in your 20s, to be surrounded by and be a part of playing really aggressive music. I mean, it's at a time we're really searching to find out who you are. And music like that is really strong. It really propels you to sort of get some emotions out. And I think it was perfect for me at that time.
You said when we were listening to the song, it has everything in there. It's such a weird song.
I know.
What does that mean?
It's like everything in the kitchen sink. There's screaming, there's growling, there's pop, there's French, you know, there's a giant scream at the end. There's like some sort of, you know, exorcist like conglomeration in there. So we were really trying everything, which actually I thought about it recently and I was like, what a freeing time it was to just go for it and you just do anything. Because that song to me is such a mishmash of styles. And, you know, here you have four different people who play, come from very different places and just throwing a patchwork of ideas together. It was really freeing.
The energy is really spectacular, I think. Even if you're not a person who loves this so-called grunge music, there's no denying the level of energy and excitement that you've put into it as a musician.
I always loved it. I liked the adrenaline rush. I mean, that's why people love rock. I think if you're surrounded by that sound, it just gets you excited. You know, it's powerful. And if you get to sing it, that's a rush that I realized later, post doing bands like that, how much I would miss that physically as a release.
Is singing still a physical release for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I also feel like it's a real spiritual thing too. You know, some people say sometimes you write songs and things like that and you don't know where they come from, or just being on stage and centered, you know that you're doing something that is affecting other people and affecting you emotionally. And I just think that's, you can have some great experiences.
the next level of the process for you was when you left Hammerbox, you formed this band Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
What was different about Goodness?
Well, I had very specific things I didn't want anymore or things I did want to try. Like in Hammerbox, I wrote lyrics, and at the very end of it, I wanted to start writing full songs, but I didn't play guitar, I didn't play piano, but I was very set and I want to learn how. I want to move on to the next level of writing. And so with Goodness, I really wanted to make a point of writing full songs. And so I picked up the guitar. A lot of the songs I wrote with them were on one string, on the E string. At that time, I'd had, you know, 4-5 years of writing lots of melodies. So, you know, I could sing them, but I couldn't tell you how to play them on the guitar. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd have to go to someone else. So for the first part of it, I would just keep it really simple. You know, if you just got the E string and you move around, something comes up. So that was a big goal for me in that band.
Do you have an E string song we can play?
Oh,
from
I do.
Goodness?
Yeah, I do. What do we have here? Oh, Viva La High was something that I wrote on one string.
Here's Viva La High from Goodness. Local musician Carrie Ockery discovered that a successful career relies on self-knowledge. What was happening at this point in your career? Your music has changed a bit, but as we were talking, as we were listening to this song, I was saying you really bring something, at least to me, that is very immediate.
I think for me at the time, this was the second band. Having been through Hammerbox, my first band ever, and even getting signed and all of the trials and tribulations that come with that, the second band, I think I had a better understanding of a lot of things, like what I didn't want, things I wanted to learn, the environment I wanted to be in. There's lots of negative things and people in the music scene, and I think for me, poignantly, I wanted to get away from it. It was my second band. You know, you're still learning to be in the pseudo family that a band can be, and trying to find yourself personally, individually as an artist. So mm-hmm. I think that was the second tier. You know, a lot of experiences came out of that. And I feel like, you know, I wrote a lot more songs and got more into collaboration and things like that. But then, you know, you really do towards the end, everyone needs their own complete, full artistic cycle. You know, if you write something, it's just understandable if someone wants to complete a thought. And I think towards the end there, I was like, I want to complete a thought.
And what about these music pieces we're listening to today, because we're kind of going chronologically, do they represent certain transitions in your life?
I think the different styles of music bring out different ideas. There was a time when, Hammerbox was, you'll note there's a lot of emotion behind it. There's a lot of depression, kind of angst in the lyrics. I think when Goodness started rolling around, I wanted other topics, be it relationships or people. I wanted to specifically write about characters. I think Viva La High is very specifically like that. So I was trying to broaden my mind about different storytelling. Do you want to hear the latest? There's a song that I really like that I wrote really recently. It's called Trafalgar Square, and I got it for you here.
Okay. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet. We haven't finished it quite yet. So you're listening to mixed, but they're not mastered, versions of these songs, and I'm working with Steve Fisk, who's fantastic, and right now we're just going to finish it up, and we're going to get back on another label and get back on the crazy ride, hopefully. I'm older and wiser now.
Here's Trafalgar Square, a preview of a new album coming out by Carrie Ockery.
In Trafalgar Square, I stood with wet hair and I was running away. 'Cause you'd let me down again, my so-called best friend, and it seemed after all this time I would have grown a steel spine, but I found myself just broken.
That is a Kerry Aucrey exclusive.
Woohoo!
Kerry Aucrey from the bands Hammerbox and Goodness and the project known as Kerry Aucrey. Would you say it is true, Kerry, that the more you understand yourself, the closer you get to the goal that you're reaching for?
Yeah, and I think some of it also is just your personal balance on the inside as well, because I think you can be creating great work forever but have a miserable like personal life, you know, and everybody goes through a midlife thing or just a period where you just fall down and you're just kind of lost for a while. Out of that now, I think I just feel more complete. I feel much more appreciative about the songwriting. I have a stronger, powerful sense of why I write. And I guess that just makes me feel, it makes me feel more complete. I'm excited about finding out what else I can do.
Kerry, thank you so much for coming in today. It was wonderful to speak with you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to the new release.
Yay.
Find out more about Kerry Aucrey at her website, kerryaucrey.com, or her music page at myspace.com. You can find links at the Beat homepage at kuow.org. I'm Amanda Wild, Thursday, February 22nd, 2007, 94.9 KUOW.